It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. I brought something today that I thought you might enjoy. Yeah, see if you can tell me what they are. Locks. And all three of the locks are together. See them? It's a whole family of locks, really. And I have three keys that will open three locks. Let's go and see which key fits which lock, okay? That's a nice picture. Hi, fish. Locks. There are the locks. And here are the keys. Now, which key is the biggest key? This one, isn't it? Okay. And which is the middle-sized key? This one. And which is the tiny key? This one. All right, now, do you think that the big key would open the big lock or the tiny lock? Big lock. Okay, let's try the big key in the big lock. Did it. That's it. Big key for the big lock. Now, which one do you think goes with which of these? This one here? And this one here? All right, let's try. That's it. Middle-sized key for the middle-sized lock. And the tiny key and the tiny lock. No? Thought you might like to see those. A whole family of locks. If you have a lock, you know, you can decide whether you want to keep your room or your box or your house closed or open. Yeah, because everybody needs a place of his own. I like to have a place of my own. A place where I can be by myself. When I want to think and play by myself, I like to have a place of my own. I like to have a place of my own. A step on a staircase, a drawer or a chair, a corner, a spot anywhere, a place I can call my own. Dishes have places, so do pots and pans, beds and bathtubs, shoes and socks, they all have places. Tables have places, so do faces and hands. Houses have places, keys have locks. I like to have a place of my own, a place where I can be by myself when I want to play and think for myself. I like to have a place of my own. Many special places, and many that are not very fancy at all. You know, some people just like a little corner somewhere they can call their own. Yep. Now I was thinking, have you ever seen a key to a city? It's a key that doesn't open up any locks, but well, I'll show you one. Yeah, this is a key to the city of Miami. And it doesn't open any doors, but it's just a way of people saying, we're glad you came to our place. That's a very special key, don't you think? Why don't we make believe that King Friday is going to give a key like that, all right? There. Okay, trolley. That King Friday's going to give a kind of a key to his kingdom, to Colette, because she's coming. All right? But let's also make believe that Henrietta is afraid that key might open her house. Right? Okay, trolley, we're ready for the neighborhood of Make Believe.
Yes, today is the day Coletta's arriving, Trolley.
Yeah, boy, hey, Miss Cinnamon, it's been a long time since I've been standing in front of Colette. Well, when you send out, I hope Colette still remembers me.
Oh, I don't know, but I'd never forget you, Robert Troll.
Oh.
Niece Heberlin and Robert Troll, I presume.
Correct as you may say, I'm glad to have you here, Your Majesty.
Tell me the plans for the arrival of Grandpère's granddaughter.
Lady Aberlin will tell you. Being a sign of honor.
Very well.
Lady Aberlin.
Oh, okay. Trolley will take Grandpère down to the train station. Right, Trolley?
Colette is arriving by train, I presume?
Correct as always, Uncle Friday.
And then what will happen?
Then, Trolley will bring Colette and Grandpère right back here to the castle.
For my speech.
Speech? Oh, well, we had sort of hoped on the funny that we'd...
Yeah, but we just thought maybe you'll get into just a couple words of welcome.
Nothing less than a royal speech will suffice. And a key to the kingdom.
We can say anything about a key to the kingdom.
What do you mean, Uncle Freddy? Are you going to give her your whole kingdom?
Giving someone a key is just a way of saying welcome.
What key shall we use?
You decide. Just get one somewhere. A handsome key, of course.
Oh, I know where we can get one.
Where?
Lady Elaine has lots of old keys in her museum go round that don't fit into any locks.
Oh, perfect. Yes, good thinking. Now fetch the key and have it here in time for the welcoming ceremony.
Oh, yes, sir. Big and I will have it here. Big and bottomless.
Good. Now I shall retire to prepare my speech.
All right, Uncle Friday. Trolley? Are you getting ready to go get Grandpère and then get Colette?
Oh, boy, yes, Senator. We really had a full day to get set down by that trolley. See you soon, bye-bye.
Bye-bye, trolley.
Meow, 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 going.
Well, you said in the Bible to get a key for Colette. You just said about it once.
Meow, key, meow, Colette.
Yes, a key to the kingdom.
Meow, Fridays, meow, meow, Colette, meow, meowdom.
No, not the kingdom, just a key.
Yes, want to come with us?
Meow, key. Meow, thank you. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, key, meow, meow, kingdom. Meow, meow, won't go.
Meow, won't go.
Meow, meow.
Okay.
Meow, thank you.
Uncle Friday's orders, you understand. We have to go.
Meow.
See you later, Hen.
Yeah,
meow.
Yeah, but so long,
everybody,
Henry.
Meow. Meow, key to the kingdom, meow. Meow, Colette. Not meow, meow, get my room. Meow. Meow, 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 meow.
Look, Robert Troll. Special today, keys.
Oh, boy, isn't it about special today, keys?
Isn't
yeah,
that
I think
just perfect?
About it. Yeah, but let me say, Lady Aberlin, can we send a bottle of Robert Troll? You can send a bottle of bell for Lady Elaine?
By all means, ring
okay?
the bell.
You can send
yes,
a bottle.
I think you
Give
should.
Mm-hmm. Oops.
I think over a little bit to this side.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll try it again. Here you go. Up.
Zip.
Got it. Look at this little man.
Perfect.
There she is. Uh-oh. And who do we have here? Well, Lady Aberlin and Robert Troll, I presume.
Correct
as always,
Okay, dearies, what do you want today? I have a nice special today. Keys.
Just what we want, Lady Elaine.
Oh, is it?
Yes, we want Cassandra. We want one for Colette.
Colette? Well, what does she want to unlock?
Oh, nothing. It's just for the king to give Colette to welcome her to the neighborhood of make-believe.
Oh, a welcoming kind of key.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, take a look at my selectoscope here and see what kind you might like.
Great. I knew she'd have these keys. Oh, it's going to be...
All kinds of keys.
Hard to decide, Lady Elaine.
Boy, I see every lot of them.
What do you think, Robert?
They're all keys, but they're all different.
We need a welcoming key.
Oh, there's not. No, there's not.
You think?
Nope.
Maybe?
Nope.
No?
Nope.
Okay.
And that's that about it.
Oh.
What about that? Uh-uh.
So many.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
Oh, there's one. Oh,
that's the one, Lady Elaine.
Yeah. You like it?
Yes. Yeah,
already, I'll go to the storeroom and find it for you.
Okay.
Oh.
Doot-da-da-dum.
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 A key for Colette.
Yeah, key for Colette.
You can always count on Lady Elaine.
Mm-hmm. You send me the Bible to Lady Elaine.
Just the right kind of key for Colette. Where is she?
I don't know, but you said...
Stock room, she said.
She went up in the stock room.
Well, here I am, dear.
Oh, bring it, send it, my
buddy. I never saw. Is that? What is that, Lady Elaine?
Oh, it's a shortcut down here. Yes, right in here's stockroom. I'll get that key for you.
Oh, fine.
Oh, that's stockroom.
Look at that. Isn't that clever?
Stockroom.
I've never. Oh.
Here it is.
Oh, that's just
perfect.
That's the one you wanted,
that's
isn't it?
Perfect. Oh, yes,
yeah,
thank you
true.
So
that's
much.
A, yeah, bring in cinnamon. Right. That's just right.
What'd mm-hmm. you say?
Thank you, Lady Elaine.
Oh, well, I'm always glad to be of service. Now, don't forget where you got it, friend. Stand up straight. I can look at you.
Oh, okay. Certainly.
That's right. Stand right up straight. I can look at you easily.
Oh, yes. Lady Elaine.
Yes?
Do you think that you will be coming over to the castle for the welcoming ceremony?
Oh, I wouldn't miss it, sweeties. Wouldn't miss a trick
good.
Of it. No, I just love it down here. You're in a stock room.
Upside down, are you?
Right, sweeties. Okay, I say I wouldn't miss it, and a toot-toot to you.
And a toot-toot, yeah, Lady Elaine.
Yeah, we're going to send a toot.
A doot to
a
you.
Doot, doot.
Yeah. Have a good time with the kids.
Thanks so
see
much,
you later.
Okay, we'll see you later, Lady Elaine.
Bye-bye.
She's
going
to be bad, because I don't mind asking her why I'm going to have Lady Elaine.
Look at that.
Oh, that's a beauty. You think I'm about a beauty, Lady Elaine? Lady Elaine.
Oh, I think it's grand.
Mm-hmm.
Lady Elaine got the key for Colette.
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 Lady Elaine. Lady Elaine. Lady
Elaine got the key for Colette.
Lady Elaine
got the key for Colette.
Lady Elaine.
Got the key for Colette.
Lady Elaine.
Got the key for Colette.
Lady Elaine got the key for Colette.
It's
a welcoming kind of key, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, that's pretty. You never said
that.
Lady Elaine got the key for Colette.
Hi there, friends.
Hi, Ex.
How in the world are you?
Just fine. Lady Elaine got the key for Colette.
Oh, is that the key for Colette?
Yes.
What will it unlock?
Oh, well, we can send it, but it won't unlock anything,
Ex. Oh, no, it won't unlock anything, Ex.
Not anything?
Nothing, no.
I'll bet Henrietta doesn't know that.
What makes you think that?
Take a look at her door.
Oh, what in the world? Wait,
what did she do?
Well, she thinks it'll open her house and Colette will take her place.
Oh, no, never. Venus didn't nobody take a place of Henrietta being a Sandbox.
No, we'd never let anyone's special place be taken away.
Mm. Well, Henrietta doesn't know that.
Poor Hen. Henrietta?
Meow away. Meow away. Meow, meow, my place. Meow away.
Henrietta? It's your friend, Lady Aberlin, Henrietta.
Meow can't take my place, meow.
Henrietta, I'm your friend. I won't take your place. Nobody will. Ever.
Meow even Colette?
No. Come out. It's all right. I promise.
It's okay, Henrietta. Yeah. I mean, your good old friend, neighbor X, says it's okay.
Yeah, but you said rubber troll, same thing. Said, yeah. Don't be afraid. He can sound about it. Come on out, Henrietta.
Henrietta.
Meow.
No one would ever take your special place.
Meow. Yeah. Meow, meow, brought the key, meow.
Oh, but it's just from the museum, Henrietta.
That key doesn't open anything at all, Henrietta.
No,
it's just from the museum. They're going to send out a museum,
yeah.
Henrietta.
It won't open this door. It won't open any door. Look, I'll show you.
Meow, meow, open meow door.
No. Look, where could I possibly? It just doesn't. It's just a welcoming kind of key.
Meow, meow, own place.
Yes, Henrietta. No one could ever take your place.
Miss Aberlin, Robert Troll, where is that key?
Oh, we've got to go.
Yeah.
See you in a little bit. Hurry, Robert Troll.
Just George, Henrietta. Begin to buy, son.
You have no idea what pleasure it gives me to welcome you, my dear.
Oh, merci, mon roi. Vous êtes bien gentil.
Yes, very well. Oh. There they come. There you are. It's about time. Do you have the key?
Yes, Uncle Friday. I'm sorry we were so delayed.
No matter.
Yes.
It is time for my speech and the presentation of the key. Shall we proceed to the K room, everyone? The Queen and other neighbors are there. Perhaps you'd like to greet Colette.
Certainly, Colette. Bienvenue.
Oh, merci, vous êtes bien gentil, ma petite.
Oh,
oh, votre rôle.
Ça va y arriver.
Oui, certainement.
Colette, do you remember Robert Troll?
Oh, mais certainement. Oh. Je me souviens. Oh, je me souviens de Robert Troll, mais certainement.
Oh,
alors.
So good to have you back.
Kindly come inside for the presentation.
Oui, Uncle Friday.
Certainement. Alors, grand-père.
Certainement, Colette.
Thank you. so, Trolley.
Henrietta was upset because she thought somebody was going to take her place. Have you ever felt bad when somebody got into something of yours? I mean, if you have a drawer, don't you just hate it when somebody goes into your own drawer without asking you? Or goes through the pockets of your pants without asking? Here's somebody at the phone. Hello? Oh, Bob. It's Bob Trow. Yes. Uh-huh. Well, I showed you those locks. What kind? Oh, great. I think so. All right. Goodbye. Bob Trow has a kind of a lock that fits into a door. And he says he could show us the insides of it. We're interested in things like that, aren't we? Why don't we go over to his shop and see it? Okay? Come along. Bob?
Red, I thought you might be interested in this.
I'm sure we will be. We're interested in all sorts of things, aren't
See?
We?
This is the lock.
That looks like the thing
mechanism.
That you see in outside of the door.
Right. This is the part that fits into the part that's in the door,
nice.
Around the door.
Cool.
This is the part that you see on the outside of the door. And it fits this hole. Is where the doorknob fits.
Uh-huh.
This, of course, is where the key fits. And it's the same thing with this piece. Right here.
Doorknob.
Doorknob.
Key down there.
Key down there. And it fits like that. Now you hold that for me. We'll see if we can't make it work.
All right.
Doorknob. Watch.
I see.
See? Key.
Mm-hmm.
Watch carefully right there.
Okay, I think it has to go a little further, doesn't it?
Yep.
Yep. What's inside all this that makes that happen?
Well, let's just take it apart and see just how that happens.
Is this something for a new door?
Mm-hmm. I'll put this in a neighbor's home later on today.
Where the doorknob fits in there.
Right there.
And this is where the key.
Let's see if we can't make it work again. Doorknob.
Oh, that's what happens.
Mm-hmm. Now let's try the key.
I see.
See?
Isn't that interesting?
That locks the door.
That's what happens every time a key like that goes into a lock. This.
See how that fits over there? And you can just pull the key right out.
Hmm. And when you want to open it...
And you open it that way.
Fascinating things. We're interested in the insides of things. And it's only when people like you, who know things like this, can show them to us that we can see them.
I thought you might be interested in that. That's why I asked you over.
We certainly are. Thank you
for all the interesting things you show us. See you soon.
So long.
Goodbye. Sir. So many interesting things in the world. Boy. Okay. Locks and keys. Put these all back together. See you tomorrow. I'll see you tomorrow, too. And you and I will have more interesting things to do then, just the way we always do. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Or two, one, two, three. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile. For you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. Yeah, when I'm at home at night, I think about coming back and visiting with you the next day. Mm-hmm. I guess you think about the things you want to think about. You always make it special for me. You're the kind of person I like to think about. See you tomorrow. Goodbye.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is made possible by grants from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.